At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Do you have a glory moment, like a moment from when you were growing up that you'll never forget, when you scored the goal or you starred in the school play and like you were the shining star? What was it? 1-800-330-9999. I'm just looking at this story. A man organized a rematch of his school soccer match after 50 years because he's been feeling guilty about scoring a foul goal all these years. Here he is talking about it.
Well, 50 years ago, we played a match. And with a minute to go of the second half, myself went up for a corner, went ahead the ball, but also put the keeper and the ball about 10 yards behind the goal line. Here we are, a little bit of guilt, but 50 years on, we're here to play the game and settle the score once and for all.
Imagine for 50 years you carry the guilt of your glory moment of when you won the big game, you knew that you cheated and it was the wrong call.
I mean, think about it too, because this is the type of thing that it resonates not only with him, with his group of friends, but in the town. Listen, when I grew up, my town, we had a rival town, rival in sports, rival in school,
yes.
Anything that you can imagine, right?
Mm-hmm.
So think about if you snatched a victory from that other town and it was known that you cheated. Both towns would talk about it forever.
Or you just hold on to it being like, I'm the one that won that game. I was my moment. You know,
right.
Cause everybody has that glory moment growing up where like you just did something that was just so awesome. I know this sounds ridiculous, but it was like a life defining moment for me because I never really did well at school. Like I did okay. I was kind of a very average student, but I didn't test well. And my friends were super smart and their parents were always kind of like, not bragging, but they would brag.
Oh, yeah, they would brag.
Kids, that their kids were so smart and all that.
It was the 80s, man. Parents did all sorts of stuff wrong.
And I remember that there was this organization called Junior Achievement, which is still around. And, I was president of the year and I spoke at the big gala at the end of the year.
Sure.
And I remember I did well and I won president of the year that year. And I remember being like, okay, maybe I'm not book smart, but maybe I'm still like really good at other things and I can speak and I can stand in front of people. And I remember like that was my glory moment because I was like, just because I can't figure out like multiplication, things are going to be okay.
Yeah,
you know,
I'll have a job. I'll be employable.
I'll figure it out. Yeah.
In high school, I had similar situation. You know, I belonged to a couple organizations that were similar to that as well. And I was a state champion for one of those, which was great. It was redeeming. Then I got kicked out of it for misbehavior. And then I came back and I won again as a senior. So that was a very redeeming moment for me. But in honor of the kickoff of the NFL season tonight, yeah, I'll tell you about a glory moment I had in sports.
Oh, here we go.
There was snow on the tundra.
Okay.
Me and my friends went to the local park. Mm-hmm. They made fun of me for being pretty. Then I said, hand me the ball, and I played the position of running back. I juked left. I juked right. I did a spin move on one of my friends. I cleared the backfield. I was 10 yards up, and then the biggest friend that I have tackled me, held me up in the air, and another person grabbed me and bent me back the other way, and my leg basically snapped in two. But up until that very second, I was full of glory.
But they broke you?
Oh, yeah. ACL, totally tore my ACL. Ripped my meniscus, the terrible triad, that's what they call it. It was absolutely terrible, actually. Okay. Yeah, I didn't walk right for like 20 years.
That was your glory moment?
Yeah, well, right up until that, but you didn't hear the music.
No,
was there.
I heard the music.
And then it went away.
Yeah, then.
But it was there.
For a while, you were.
Oh man, it was glorious. It was going to be great. And then I had to be carried home.
Okay. Maybe you had a glory moment too. What was your glory moment? 1-800-330-9999. Everybody's got a glory moment, that moment growing up or at some point in your life where you were just the hero. You just did something. You scored the goal. You had the big theater like extravaganza. What was your moment? 1-800-330-9999. Producer John, what was your glory moment?
It was my first time playing a music festival. It was amazing. I was 25. We showed up at this festival and it was a big. Raven likes to call me a hippie. This was a real hippie festival. Mm. Okay. A lot of Grateful Dead being played. A lot of just, you know, sleepy concert attendees. Not a lot was going on. I was in a funk band. I was in an 8-piece horn section, high energy funk band. We were very out of place. We go on stage, and it had been a pretty mellow affair at that point. We go on stage, and just hippies just started coming out of the woods. Yeah. Like it was like zombies.
They
it was
emerged.
Like zombies rising from the grave, like the hand sticking out of the dirt, emerging from the tent.
So much tie-dye.
And all of a sudden,
amazing what a water bong will do.
Nothing but a sea of tie-dye in front of us, like hundreds of people all going absolutely nuts. And then after our set was over, then the party started, and we were gods, man. Everybody wanted to talk to us. Oh, so good. It was so
That's
good.
Where he met his first wife.
Yeah.
Right after that.
It was right after we started dating.
So funny. Everybody's got, like, you remember that moment where, like, you're special. Like, all of a sudden,
right.
You are special. You did it when all the, like, the odds were stacked against you. 1-800-330-9999. Mike, what was your glory moment?
Well, my glory moment when I was in boot camp, I was 140 pounds, one of the smallest guys in my platoon. This was in 1976. And I aced the obstacle course by competing against other people, and I flew through it. And that was my glory moment. It was the best. I felt elated.
That's awesome, man. I had a friend, same thing. He went into the Corps. He was like 140 pounds soaking wet, and he came out a transformed individual.
Yeah.
You're up there. You're at the top of the whatever they call that wall thing you got to climb over and all that stuff, and you feel it. You're the king.
Oh, it was the best. Oh, thank God for the Marine Corps. I thank them every day.
How many push-ups can you do right now?
Well, I do a 3-count push-up, so I could probably do about 30.
That's awesome.
I mean, that's still great.
That's a glory moment right there.
I mean, it was the 70s you were in boot camp, man.
Yeah.
You're killing it.
You're living your glory days right now.
Thank you.
Erica, what was your glory moment?
So my glory moment in high school was when I got asked to sing the song from Rent, Seasons of Love.
Oh,
and I closed
one.
Out one of the school events. It's such a good song. And I've always wanted to be a singer, which I wound up becoming. And I remember singing it. I was a sophomore. And for years, even after high school, people would run into me and be like, oh, my God, you're the girl that sang that song from Rent. Oh, my God, I never forgot it. You gave me chills. You made me cry. And for me, that was a big moment because, you know, I was still in high school. I wasn't doing it professionally, but it just solidified my dream and, you know, it helped me be cool. So
I love it.
Sophomore, huh? Came back to school dating a senior the next year.
Seasons of Love is like, to be asked to sing that iconic of a song is a big, big deal. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. It was
great.
Nice moment.
Yeah.
1-800-330-9999. Glory moment? You had one? Tell us all about it. You know you want to brag. Your glory moment. If you haven't had one yet, it's coming because everybody's got that one moment in time where you're the hero. You score the big touchdown or you give the performance of a lifetime.
Yeah, sometimes you just don't know that you had it in you. That's part of the glory, Anna. It happens and you're forever changed.
Anne wrote on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, she heard a dog barking incessantly. She went to see what was going on in a neighbor's backyard. The dog couldn't get out of the pool. She jumped in and saved the dog.
Nice move, Anne.
Cynthia, what was your glory moment?
30 years ago, I gave birth to a 10-pound little girl.
Whoa!
10-pounder.
I mean, that's something.
Yeah. Naturally?
No C-section, but you bet I had that epidural.
Oh,
yep.
Oh my gosh. Nobody needs
epidural.
You to be a hero like that. You get that baby out safely.
Caleb, tell us about your glory moment.
It was when I was in middle school playing, like, you know, Little League. I've never been very good at sports, but I've always loved playing them. But I was really bad at baseball. But there was one game that I hit a home run. I mean, I almost always struck out. And if I was lucky, I'd walk. But I hit a home run. But my team went nuts. And it was, like, the best Saturday of my life up until that point. And I still think about that moment. Because I was like, oh, I'm going to be a professional baseball player. I hit a home run. But then I, you know, next
out.
Saturday went back to being real good. The next Saturday I went back to being just as bad as before.
You know, I was not good at baseball growing up, Little League. I was the kid that was out in the field. I didn't care what was going on. I was just distracted by everything. I didn't care about the game at all. But I hit an inside the park home run one time, and that got me into the All-Star game. And it was a glorious moment. It was crazy. If I did that at this age right now, I'd encourage my friends to like flip over a car, light something on fire.
Good.
Like, I mean, definitely a big celebration would be in order.
Definitely the message we want to send.
Yeah.
Diana, your sports glory moment. What happened?
Well, it was probably eighth grade, and I was at an away game, and my parents couldn't come until later. They were like picking me up to take me somewhere for dinner. And it was a really tough game, very tight, you know, neck and neck. And I had the ball, and it was, the clock was basically at like 5-4, you know, it was just one of those moments. And I was almost to the three-quarter line, and I just chunked the ball. And the basketball went right into the net, and it was just this moment of like, ah, and then I look over my shoulder, and my parents are there at the door, and they saw it, and it was just like a movie moment. It was crazy, and I'll never forget it.
I saw that movie. That was Teen Wolf. It was wonderful. That was a wonderful movie, and it was a heartwarming movie, and it moved me, and it motivated me. Thank you, Teen Wolf. Thank you so much for calling.
Nate, what was your sports glory moment?
My junior year of high school, we were down 5 runs. I was playing baseball, high school varsity baseball. We were down 5 runs, and I was leading off the last inning. It was our last at-bat, and I led off with a single. So I got on base and started this whole rally, and we batted all the way around, and it comes back to me, and there's 2 runners on and 2 outs, and we're down by 2 runs, I think, and I hit a walk-off home run.
Come
to win
on.
The game over the fence.
Woo!
It was incredible. I still have the baseball. It was by far the single sports highlight of my life.
Married the prettiest girl in town. Went to work for her dad at the car dealership. Hells yeah! The right stuff, bro. You had it. You had the
not
right
quite.
Stuff.
With DoorDash, you can order it all. Use the app or shop online at DoorDash.com with promo code ORDER22 for 50% off your first order. Get more from your neighborhood with DoorDash.